Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. And we're online at kpcg.fm. Have a live link also at thetrumpet.com. Please go back and check out past programs if you've missed any of Live by Every Word. And also all of the programming here on KPCG, you can find it in podcast form at thetrumpet.com, kpcg.fm, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. The world today considers the seventh-day Sabbath to be for the Jews. If you talk about the seventh-day Sabbath, the Sabbath day, most people assume that you're Jewish. If you keep that day, most people think you're Jewish. Many have never heard of God's annual holy days. The Sabbath is every week, but God does have annual holy days as well that come around once a year. And if people have heard about those, they also tend to think they are for the Jews. Here's a quote from the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, which is free at thetrumpet.com. If you don't have that, please sign up for it. It says, "The Bible reveals that God instituted for His church certain days that picture His purpose for human life and the plan by which He is accomplishing that purpose." And so if we don't understand God's holy days, we just cannot understand God's plan for mankind, because that's how God reveals His plan, is through those holy days. We have to understand the holy days and the Sabbath to understand what God is doing today. And so we're lost as far as what God's up to, what His plan is, what our future is, if we don't understand the holy days and the Sabbath day. We really need to understand these days, but today let's consider especially God's weekly Sabbath. God's weekly Sabbath. And we have a few passages to look at today. If you have a Bible, it'd be great to get it out. We can look at these together. And the first passage we'll look at is in Genesis 2. This is where God created the Sabbath. Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. "And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and He sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made." And so here you see that the Sabbath was created when God rested. You can read in Mark 2 where Christ kept the Sabbath. So that very much is something that those who say they are Christians and are following Christ, they should do as well. Christ kept the Sabbath. And in Mark 2 and verse 27, Christ said that the Sabbath was made for man. God made the Sabbath day, and He made it for man. Herbert W. Armstrong wrote this in his book, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath?, which you can also find for free at thetrumpet.com. But he wrote, "It was not only one of those things that was made. It not only had a maker," talking about the Sabbath, "but it was made for someone." Now today, the prevalent idea seems to be that it was made for the Jew. But what did Christ Himself say? He said it was made for man. Well, in other words, any human being that exists, the Sabbath was made for them. Mankind. The Sabbath was made for mankind, not just the Jewish people only. The Sabbath was made for all people. And why did God make the Sabbath for man? We'll notice this scripture, Exodus 31, and we'll look at verses 16 and 17. It says, "Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Eternal made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed." And so God made the Sabbath as a perpetual covenant and as a sign. And we'll look at that in just a moment. But also we notice here in verse 17 that it was made when the Eternal rested. On the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. Mr. Armstrong writes this: "Now, why did Jesus Christ, who had done the work of creation, rest? Was he all tired out? Was he so fatigued he was forced to stop and rest? Positively not, for God faints not, neither is weary." You can find that in Isaiah 40 and verse 28. Mr. Armstrong continues and says, "Yet, this was a real rest, because in Exodus 31 and verse 17 it is written, 'In 6 days the Lord, or Christ, made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.' Since he was refreshed by this rest, it was a real rest. Yet he was not tired or weary." Mr. Armstrong continues, "Why did he rest? To put his divine presence in that day. He made the Sabbath on that day by resting, whereas he had made all other things by working." So, here we see that the Word, who became Christ, he created the Sabbath day by resting and by putting his presence in that day. That's what makes the Sabbath holy, as we'll see. Mr. Armstrong said, "Notice further, also he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it." What does sanctified mean? Look in your dictionary. It means set apart for holy use or purpose. He set apart this day from other days, set it apart for holy use, for a day of physical rest in which his people may assemble and worship God. He says also he hallowed the seventh day of every week. You can see that in Exodus 20 and verse 11. He made it holy. It is, as we shall see in the scriptures later, holy to God. Now the Sabbath is a day. It is the particular seventh day of the week. Therefore, what God did, and God did it by Christ, was to make future time holy. Time that is holy. Mr. Armstrong asks the question. He says, "Does any man have authority to make future time holy? No man is holy of himself. No man has the power to make anything holy. God alone is holy, or whatever God has made holy. No group or organization of men has authority to make future time holy. The Sabbath is a space of time. God set it as that space of time from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Whenever that time comes to us, we are in holy time. It is God's time, not ours. God made it holy, and in the Ten Commandments, as we shall see in detail a little later, he commanded us to keep it holy. Many do not realize today that it is a sin to profane that which is holy to God." And so, God made time holy. The seventh day of each week, from sunset Friday evening to sunset Saturday evening. He made it holy by putting his presence in the day. And no man can make a day holy. No group can do that. There are different groups that keep different days, but they can't make it holy. Only God's presence in a day makes it holy. You remember the example of Moses when God was talking to him from the burning bush. What did God say to Moses? He said, "Take off your shoes, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground." Why was that ground holy? Because God's presence was there. That ground wasn't holy before God came there. People walked by that bush all the time, I'm sure, and never took off their shoes. God's presence is in the Sabbath day, and his presence is what makes it holy. And so people can have lots of disagreements about which day they think they should keep, but God clearly made the seventh day holy by putting his presence in it. Only the seventh day is holy. The Bible Correspondence Course then talks about the fact that the Sabbath is a sign. Now, we read that in our last passage that we looked at in Exodus 31, verses 16 through 17. Verse 16, remember, it said, "Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever." So it's a perpetual covenant, and it is also a sign. The Correspondence Course says, "This sign is a proof of identity. Keeping the weekly Sabbath reminds us that God is the creator of all things, including man. It is also a major sign identifying the true people of God. So if you look for God's true church, you're going to find a group that keeps the Sabbath. That's one of the things you will find. Mr. Armstrong wrote this in Which Day is the Christian Sabbath? He said the word which Moses wrote in the Hebrew language, which is translated sign, is oath, O-W-T-H. And the Hebrew English Dictionary defines it as a signal, a flag, a beacon, a monument, evidence, mark, miracle, sign, token. A flag identifies a nation. A beacon is a signal to announce the existence of something warned about. A token is a visible sign, something that serves as an identifying signal to make something known, as a white flag is a token of surrender. God commanded his people to keep his Sabbath as a sign. It is a sign between God's people and God. He said, a sign between me and you. That's what God had recorded in the Bible. It is a badge or token of identity, Mr. Armstrong writes. It advertises or announces or proclaims certain identifying knowledge. But what knowledge? God answers, that you may know that I am the Eternal that does sanctify you. Mr. Armstrong continues and says, note those words carefully. It is the sign that identifies to them who is their God. It is the sign by which we may know that he is the Lord. It identifies God. And then he asks the question, well, doesn't everybody know who God is? And well, if you read Revelation 12 and verse 9, it shows that no, most people do not know who God is because the whole world is deceived by Satan. So many different religions, so many different ideas about what day to have a weekly observance on. Some do Friday, some do Sunday, some do Saturday, but it's the seventh day. It's the seventh day. And of course, there are people that say, well, I keep every day holy to God. But God didn't put his presence in every day. He put his presence in one day. And it's the seventh day. Now, that really flies in the face of what a lot of people think. And it's inconvenient in this society to keep the Sabbath because people like a lot of the sports that are played on Saturdays, or they like to be involved in different activities on Saturdays. And people say, well, you mean every week? Really? I mean, can it just be most weeks or once in a while? God put his presence in the Sabbath day, every seventh day. The fact that society has rejected that doesn't change the fact that it is holy time. Mr. Armstrong continues and says, creation is the proof of God, of his existence. It, being creation, the act of creating identifies him. So God took the most enduring, lasting, imperishable thing man can know, a recurring space of time, the only day that is a memorial of the act of creating. He took the only day which points constantly, every seventh day of the week, to the existence of the Almighty, all-powerful, all-ruling God, the Creator. So the world doesn't know who God is. And it's because, in part, because they don't keep the Sabbath day. They don't have a sign. They don't look back to who God is as a creator. And then they're lost. They don't know what happened in the past, and they don't know what's going to happen in the future. And they don't know what's happening now because they don't know who God is today, because they don't keep the Sabbath. Now, because the Jews continue to keep the Sabbath when the other tribes of Israel split away, the Jews are still identified today. People know who the Jews are. The other tribes of Israel stopped keeping the Sabbath. The house of Israel, they stopped keeping the Sabbath. And they are lost today. They're the lost tribes. They lost that identifying sign. And you can, of course, read the United States and Britain in prophecy and see what the Bible teaches about where those tribes are. That book will show you the Bible truth of where those tribes are today. But because the house of Israel lost that sign of the Sabbath, they're lost in the world's view. And so when you mention the Sabbath, people say, oh, the Jews, you mean the Jews. Well, they say that because the Jews still keep the Sabbath. And the rest of Israel has lost it. The Sabbath is a sign. It points us back to God as our creator, and it identifies God's people. The Sabbath also pictures the soon coming millennium. So again, to understand the future of God's plan, the Sabbath day has to be observed. The Correspondence Course says this 1,000-year period will be the seventh millennial day, the Sabbath, of God's 7,000-year week. So we have 7 days in a week. We understand that. Each day in God's plan for man represents 1,000 years. The first 6 days, or 6,000 years, are for man as they're led by Satan, deceived. Why so many problems in the world? Take a look around at all the troubles. Why? Because Satan's a god of this world. Why so much confusion? Why so much violence? Why so much hatred? Why so much a division? God's not the author of those things, but Satan is. That's why we see the world that we see around us. But a change is coming. The Course says it is then in this seventh day, the seventh day of the week, which pictures the millennium, that 1,000 years, it is then that the knowledge of God's wonderful purpose will fill the earth. And you can read about that in Isaiah 11 and verse 9. It continues and says, but keeping the seventh day Sabbath has an even further significance and meaning. It also looks forward to the completion of God's spiritual creation in man. The Sabbath is a type of the Christian's future spiritual rest, of being born into the divine kingdom or family of God. When born of God's Spirit, we will no longer be working against the weaknesses of our present mortal flesh. With Spirit-composed bodies, we will never become tired or weary. We'll always be alert and active. So, understanding the Sabbath day and keeping it holy, it opens up past history of how God created things and his plan for mankind. It reveals God as creator. It reveals who God's people are. And also it points ahead to the millennium, and also points ahead to God's first fruits being spirit beings, being God beings, and resting from sin. No more of those pulls of the flesh. No more getting tired in any fashion, because we'll be spirit beings, God beings at that time. There's a rest coming, a tremendous rest. And so how seriously do we take the Sabbath day? Just understanding that it's the seventh day of the week is not enough. We do have to keep it holy. And different religions are very serious about the days that they profess. Well, God's people should be very serious about the Sabbath day. It is quite a controversy. Historically, it's been quite a controversy. Mr. Armstrong wrote in Which Day is the Christian Sabbath that few realize, he said today, that the Sabbath versus Sunday controversy raged during the first 3 centuries of the Christian era. Violence and bloodshed mounted. Millions were tortured and put to death over this question. So it's a serious issue, the Sabbath day. It's been a very serious issue among men. And certainly when it comes to God, he is very serious about the Sabbath day and that it be kept holy. There's history in the Bible of what happens when Israel stopped keeping the Sabbath. What happened to ancient Israel when they broke God's Sabbath? Well, we can look at the history, and it's also a prophecy of the times that are coming, because, again, the modern nations of Israel, they do not keep the Sabbath today. But it is still holy time. Notice Ezekiel 20. Ezekiel 20 and starting in verse 18. It says, but I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk you not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with idols. Israel got into all of those problems, as I think you're aware. Verse 19 says, I am the Eternal, your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. The statutes and the judgments of people, those aren't the things to walk in. The things to walk in are God's statutes and God's judgments. Doing those, that's what's important. And so society may say, well, it's not important to keep the Sabbath. But God says it is. And he says here very clearly, walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Verse 20, very specifically, it says, and hallow my Sabbaths. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Eternal, your God. Right? Hallow my Sabbaths. Keep them holy. That means the weekly Sabbath as well as the annual holy days. Today we're focusing mainly on the weekly Sabbath. This is a very specific command from God. Remember, God doesn't change. He said that at that time, and he says it now. Keep my Sabbath. And remember, who did God create the Sabbath for? Mankind. That's what Christ said. Verse 21, it says, notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, so if you do these things, it says he shall live in them. So we all want to live. We want to have success. Well, this is the way to do it. Continuing in verse 21, it says, they polluted my Sabbaths. And then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. God is not happy when his Sabbath is being broken. Verse 22, nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my namesake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen in whose sight I brought them forth. So God had a lot of mercy on ancient Israel. He gave them time and opportunity. The modern nations of Israel today, which the United States is a big part of that, and so was Britain. God has been very merciful, been very patient, but still, he expects the Sabbath to be kept. Verse 23 says, I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the countries. So there was a penalty for breaking the Sabbath day and getting into all sorts of idolatry like they did. And they were scattered. They went into captivity. The house of Israel went into captivity. Judah went into captivity later, but then came out of it. And Judah was so concerned about going into captivity again that they really made sure to keep the Sabbath day. And they added a lot to it that God didn't even intend and made it to be a burden at times. But they were so concerned about going back into captivity that they really tried to keep the Sabbath. And they did it in their own way, of course, and we have to keep it according to God's commands. But still, that's why they're identified today, because they kept the Sabbath, and they still do on some level. But the house of Israel was dispersed through the nations, dispersed through the countries. That's why they're the lost 10 tribes. And verse 24 says, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. When people aren't keeping the Sabbath day, what are they into? Idolatry. Idolatry takes all sorts of forms. Some people love sporting events, so much so that, boy, they can't imagine not being able to participate in them or watch them if they're on a Saturday and they have to keep the Sabbath. Well, what about my beloved sports team? Well, that's an idol at that point. God says we have to keep the Sabbath day. Well, what about a job? Well, what do we put first, a job or God? Now, those are very serious questions. Those are hard questions. But God says, keep the Sabbath day holy. Christ said the Sabbath was made for man, for all of mankind. And in Ezekiel 20 there, we saw that, look, what happens when people don't keep the Sabbath? What happened to Israel, the house of Israel, when they did not keep the Sabbath day? They were scattered among the nations, and they were into idolatry. And because of all those sins, God scattered them. That's history, and it's also prophecy. Because, again, there is one more captivity coming, and there's a lot written about that in the United States and Britain in prophecy and many other books and booklets and articles there at thetrumpet.com. God says, keep the Sabbath day holy. It's a command, and it's going to be something that the whole world will do eventually. And the Sabbath is a wonderful time. It's God's holy time, and it's holy because he put his presence in it. So if you want more information about the Sabbath day, please look into the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. It talks about the Sabbath day and the annual holy days. Also, you can find Which Day is the Christian Sabbath, a tremendous booklet. We quoted from it a fair bit today. Please get that and read the entire booklet. It's there at thetrumpet.com, and all of that is free. And it's an educational service for any that desire to look into the Word of God. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Thanks for spending some time with me. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.